The Two Brothers by Alexander Dumas. Copyright 2014 by Bahar Books. Chapter 2. Finally, the next morning they encountered a hunter who asked them, "To whom do you belong, my children?" "Alas, sir," they replied, "we are the sons of a poor broom-maker who does not wish to keep us, because we find each morning, my brother and I, a piece of gold under our pillow." "Well," said the hunter, "it seems to me that there is nothing very bad about that, but only if you remain always honest and do not allow these gold pieces to turn the two of you into lazy fellows." "Sir," said the two children, "we are honest, and we do not ask for anything more than to work." "Ah, well, come with me," said the good man. "I will be your father, and will raise you." And since he had no children himself, he took them into his home and sought to fulfill the promise he had made. He began taking them hunting with him, and in time they became the finest archers in the entire district. Not only that, but every morning each of the two youths found a piece of gold under his pillow, and the hunter carefully put each piece aside so that some day, should they have the need, each could reclaim his small treasure. One day, when they had grown and their reputations as hunters were made, their adoptive father brought them with him to the wood. "Today," said he, "you will each prove to me that your aim is true. I will then know that you are true hunters, and you will have ended your apprenticeship." They then went together to where they were hidden. They waited a long while, but no game appeared. Then the hunter looked up and saw a large flock of wild geese flying in a wedge. "Now," said he to the eldest, whose name was Wilfred, "hit the geese that fly at each end of the wedge." Wilfred notched two arrows in his bow, aimed quickly, and let them fly, hitting the two geese indicated by his adoptive father. He had won his place as a true hunter. An instant later, another flock of geese appeared. These flew in a single line. "It is your turn," said their adoptive father to the younger, whose name was Gottlieb. "Take the first and last of these geese." And Gottlieb notched, pulled, aimed, and released two arrows, and each hit one of the designated geese. He had also won his place as a true hunter. Their adoptive father said to the two brothers, "You have ended your apprenticeship as hunters. You are free." The two young men then stepped a little away from their adoptive father and exchanged a few words in low voices. Then they returned home with the old hunter. But when night had fallen and they were called to supper, Wilfred, speaking for himself and his brother, said to the old hunter, "Father, we will not touch one bit of this food until you agree to one request." "And what is this request?" said the old hunter. Wilfred responded, "It is that, as you have said, we have completed our apprenticeship as hunters, and we now wish to see the world. Allow us, therefore, my brother and me, to leave and go our way." As soon as the old hunter heard these words, he cried joyously, "You speak like true hunters! Your wish has always been mine as well. Go out into the world. I see happiness coming to both of you." Then with great joy they drank and ate